Republican leader is recognized.
Mr. President, we know that the House-passed health care bill will cut Medicare, raise taxes, and raise premiums. We also know that the bill being developed by the majority leader will do the same. This morning, I want to focus on the $500 billion cuts in Medicare. $500 billion over 10 years. We have here, Mr. President, the House-passed health care bill in its entirety. This is a 2,000-page, as the Wall Street Journal called it, monstrosity. And we know that in the area of the Medicare cuts, what does that mean? When you say you're going to cut Medicare by $500 billion over 10 years, what does it mean? It means cuts to hospitals, cuts to Medicare Advantage, cuts to nursing homes, cuts to home health care, and cuts to hospice. Those vital programs would be collectively subjected to $500 billion in cuts over 10 years. Focusing on hospice, Mr. President, this is the section of the bill that deals with hospice. And the legalese is a little bit mind-boggling, but to give you a sense of how these things are written, it says, subclause 7 of section, and it goes on 184.4, parentheses 1, parentheses 1C, parentheses 2 of the Social Security Act, is amended by inserting after the market basket percentage increase the following, which is subject to the productivity adjustment described in another section. Now, you'd have to be steeped in legalese and minutia to understand what that meant, so I'm going to interpret it for our colleagues so they'll know what that means. It means an $8 billion cut to hospice. That's what that language means, an $8 billion cut to hospice. Now, what does that mean for seniors? According to Victoria Scarborough, who's a nurse in Danville, Kentucky, it means sacrificing patient care. Here's what she had to say about the prospect, Mr. President, of an $8 billion cut to hospice. Quote, we're able to do this, provide excellent health care at low cost, because we are present at the bedside with the patient, sitting at the kitchen table, holding a spouse's hand. We depend upon our highly skilled personnel, our services, or our people. For hospices, the productivity adjustment makes little sense. We need our people. Mr. President, that illustrates the impact of an $8 billion cut in hospice. Now, I mentioned behind me on the chart the other areas that are being cut: hospitals, Medicare Advantage, nursing homes, home health, and hospice, which I just described. Another cut, Mr. President, would be to Medicare Advantage. And the section of the bill, this is the front page dealing with the Medicare Advantage reforms, they are called, says phase in a payment based on fee-for-service costs. What does that mean, Mr. President? What does phase in payment based on fee-for-service costs? What does that mean? Well, it means that $236 billion will occur in cuts to Medicare. $236 billion in this program out here, Medicare Advantage, will occur as a result of this bill. So what does that mean, the $236 billion of cuts to Medicare Advantage? Well, the Congressional Budget Office has said it means fewer benefits for seniors. That's the Congressional Budget Office says it means fewer benefits for seniors. Norma Hilton of Lexington, Kentucky, recently wrote, Mr. Obama says he'll take away the Medicare Advantage plans. This makes us very concerned about the health care plans being debated. I truly believe all seniors, and maybe others, will suffer. So, Mr. President, we know that the overall bill raises taxes, raises health insurance premiums for the 85% of Americans who already have health insurance, and cuts Medicare by $500 billion. This morning, what I've tried to do is to point out what some of those cuts mean, what taking $8 billion out of hospice means to this important program dealing with folks who are at the end of life, and what taking $236 billion out of Medicare Advantage means as a practical matter to constituents in my state and across the country. Mr. President, I yield the floor.